The Army and the Marines are fighting the same war in Iraq, but the Army is having trouble meeting its recruiting goals. To try to turn that around, it's boosted incentives and added recruiters. The Marines are not having the same trouble. NPR's Libby Lewis went to find out why.
Beatrice Giron just turned down Temple and Purdue universities. She wants to be a Marine.
I actually talked with the Air Force recruiter, a Coast Guard recruiter, and a Marine Corps recruiter. And the Marine Corps just seemed the most elite, the biggest challenge. The fact that everyone's a family in the Marine Corps, all the benefits. And it seemed I could see myself wearing a Marine Corps uniform.
Why are the Marines succeeding at getting recruits like Beatrice Giron while the Army is having more trouble? Adam Hanft is a marketing and branding expert. He thinks he knows why.
I think it's pretty simple. The Marines have a better brand. It's more elite. It's more exclusive. They protected it better in the current environment. They're not enmeshed in scandal. It's a better managed brand than the Army.
Well, not that simple. Numbers are a big part of it. The Army has more than twice the number of recruits to sign up than the Marines do. But Adam Hanft insists the Marines do a much better job when it comes to selling its brand.
I think one of the things that makes the Marines so special, both their brand and their culture and the way they're organized, is that there's a phenomenal rigor and discipline about it. But at the same time, the individual is empowered to make their own decisions and to advance and grow. That combination is very, very appealing.
What is not appealing, says Hanft, is the public's perception of the Army in the wake of Abu Ghraib. Hanft thinks the Army hasn't done enough to repair its image, especially with young people of recruitment age. Some military experts think the Army's recruiting troubles are just as bound up in the more complicated identity it has compared with the Marines. With more than 200 military occupations, the Army offers not just a cause, but a career. And it's with those young people who want a career where the Army is having trouble, says Lauren Thompson. He studies the military for the Lexington Institute.
If you look at the people in the Army who find the cause appealing, like the special operations forces, there's no recruiting problem with them. They're joining the Army just like they're joining the Marine Corps. It's the people who wanted a career rather than a cause where there's resistance.
There's something to that, says Army spokesman Douglas Smith.
We know we have parental reluctance for their son or daughter to enlist right now, and I suppose it would be true to say that if risk is a critical factor in a person's decision to enlist, a time of ongoing war is not going to be ideal for them.
Smith says the Army believes that reluctant parents and an improving economy are the main reasons for the recruitment lag. No matter what the reasons, it's time for the Army to take a hard look at how it presents itself, says marketing expert Adam Hanft. He says the Army would do well to spiff up its recruitment centers, and he says the Army should do a better job marketing its people to employers. After World War II, everyone wanted to hire GIs.
It wasn't just patriotism. They were smart, they were trained, they were disciplined. They were people that you wanted in your organization because they were ambitious. The same does not hold for people leaving the Army today.
A lot doesn't hold today. The Army's in the midst of the biggest transformation in organization and training since World War II. And the Army's Doug Smith says the Army is adapting.
The Army is getting away from soldiers thinking of themselves maybe as a medical technician or administrative clerk and thinking, all of us thinking more in a soldier, warrior way.
In other words, the Army is becoming a little more like the Marines. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.